train at night.
I'm hoping for mental clarity, far to live for me. Improve my focus for a while. I'm hoping to write a song a day, even if I play.
As a part of Capture Festival, the Polygon is excited to announce part one of Danny Gall's epic work, Historical Records. Featuring 246 LPs arranged chronologically from the years 1877 to 1989, the work has been dubbed a history painting and chronicles speeches and interviews of those who were in power, others who objected to this power, of war and peace agreements, human rights struggles, and other radio broadcasts of the events that shaped history. The exhibition includes a listening station with access to Danny Gall's most recent works for radio and the full sonic archive of Historical Records. Along with that, there's a book available where the artist deep dives into the almost disappeared phenomenon of sound documents. Admission is donation-based, and if you want to learn more, head over to thepolygon.ca/exhibition/Danny Gall Historical Records.
Myself, for the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at war.
Pre-produced at my penthouse in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to the Midsummer New Music Spectacular here on the Home of Burnaby Rock for 2024. In that set, you may have heard Thresher from Owen Sound, Ontario. Then it was Metal Time. First was Castle Rat from New York City, and then Escuela Grind from up the road in Pittsfield, Mass. Then it was two punk songs from Victoria, BC, both. The first from Bootlicker, and then Paper Bomb. After that, from Seattle, was Dead Family Dog. Then it was a song from a reissue of Love Child, a New York-based band that was active from 1988 to 1993. It was a golden age, that era, for all music. Rounding out the set was Cosmic Club from Montreal, Sean William Clark from Toronto, and then Christopher Atkins from right here in Vancouver, lowering the volume but keeping the intensity up and bringing us to where we are right now.